Education Foundation Director Abby McNulty was named to the National School Foundation Association Leadership Council. It provides training and support for pre-K through 12 teachers with the goal to increase students' academic success. McNulty says she's honored to be a part of the council.
It is a group of Ed Foundation directors from around the country that are working to support the work of Ed Foundations collectively, to support other Ed Foundations as they grow or support other Ed Foundations as they start up. As we know here, Ed Foundations play a really important role and more significant role every day in public education. And so the goal is to elevate the work.
The Ed Foundation raises about $2 million a year through events like Running with Ed, the Red Gala event, and the Phone-a-thon.
Ed Foundations do play a huge role in supporting public schools. And, you know, we are successful here in Park City. And as a parent, I'm so grateful for that. And it's amazing. I mean, what we're able to support in the schools to kind of help enrich and bring more color into the school system is pretty incredible.
One of those programs that was originally funded with a foundation grant is coding. Jeremy Ranch Elementary School coding specialist Crystal Giles says coding helps children to do more than answer questions.
We're learning how to create an algorithm and put a program together in sequence, and then they're learning how to find mistakes in that program and to fix their mistakes. And so that's pretty incredible, like that being able to persist through finding a mistake that they made when they're creating these digital projects. And that's been really fun, but also like their problem solving and their ability to work together. And those are skills they're going to need throughout their life in anything that they do within the educational system, and then when they go out into the world and choose a career.
McNulty says there are only a handful of schools in the country offering this type of program. Another program the foundation supports is the One Book, One Community. McNulty says they've partnered with the Park City Library, the Summit County Library, and Dolly's Bookstore for the annual read.
The book this year is Salt to the Sea by Ruta Sepetys. Park City Library is doing a film screening and Q&A on December 6th. Finding Home, Utah's Refugee Story. And it's a Q&A and panel with producer Paige Kiter and representatives from the Utah Refugee Services Office. And the book, Salt to the Sea, is about refugees during World War II. And it's a really powerful book.
The Park City High School students are reading The Salt to the Sea over Christmas break, and McNulty encourages everyone to join them. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.